The Gemara tells us, Tav Chavav Amid Aleph in Brachas, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein La Keva. We know there's Shacharis Mincha Ma'erev, so Tfilas Ha'erev, evening service, Tfilas Ma'erev Ein La Keva, has no set time. That is the Lashon HaMishnah. And the Gemara and Chav Zayim Rebeis asks, "My Ein La Keva." What does it mean, Ein La Keva? My Rav has no fixed time. What does that mean? Ilema the Ibai Metzalekulei Laila. If you say it means that I could daven the whole night, listening Tzvilas Erev Kol HaLaila. If you're telling me Tzvilas Erev Ein La Keva means I could daven all night. To just say I could daven all night. Why write it in a more vague language? Elamai ein la keva. Therefore, must be another reason. Command amar tfilas arvitz rishus. It must be following the opinion who holds that tfilas arvitz is optional. The amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Tfilas arvitz. Rabbi Gamliel omer chova. Rabbi Gamliel says Ma'ariv is a chova, like Shacharis and Mincha. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. And Rabbi Yeshua says, it's optional. And Amar Abayi, Halacha Kedevra Omer Chova. Abayi says, Halacha is like the one who says it's a chova. V'Rava Amar Rishus. So there's a machlokis in the Gemara later on, whether Ma'ariv is optional or mandatory. So we paskin, it's a rishus, and therefore that's what if all the Mishnah was telling me ein la keva, you could daven all night, so then it would have said tfilas erev kol laila. Wanted to teach me ein la keva, that's teaching me there's no fixed time. It's telling me the essence of the tfila is only optional. So that's what the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah write. That we learn from the language Ein La Keva, we learn out two dinim, two laws. One is She'ein HaChova Kamo Tzvila Shacharis HaMincha El Rishus. Fundamentally, the chiyuv, you have an obligation to daven Shacharis HaMincha, Ma'ariv you don't. Ve'acher She'ein La Zman Kavua El Zman HaKavua. The second thing is not only is a Rishus, but you have all night. And that's why the Mishnah left it vague, to teach me, number one, both things we learn. Number one is that Ma'ariv is just a rishus, and as well, you have all night. So why is Tfilas Arvitz rishus? The Gemara never gave us the reason. This is Ein La Keva. And we learn out that according to the opinion, Tfilas Arvitz Rishus, the way we paskin. But the Gemara never explained explicitly why Tfilas Arvitz is a Rishus. So in Rashi, in Shabbos, Daf Tes Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Aman, he explains, Dahadami in Tfilas Arvitz Rishus, Hayno dafko man da amar tvilas kenegat tamidin tiknan. The Rineshi kenegat hekter chalava meimarim she'ein ma'akvin. Baro man da tvilas avas tiknum. Right, to Rashi in Shabbos and daf tes Amaveis says, he refers this back to the Gemara in Bracha and daf chavav, on whether who instituted tefila, why do we daven? Is it based on the avos or based on the karbanos? So Rashi wants to say that issue is dependent on the other machlokes, whether tefilas arvitz is a chova or rishus on daf chav zayim abeis. To one who holds tefilas arvitz rishus, that's because it corresponds to the karbanos, and you only had shacharis and mincha. There was no karban for the night; it was only the leftovers, and therefore we understand why Ma'ariv is optional. But according to the opinion that Tfilah keneged avos, and then they're all equal. So that's how Rashi in Shabbos explains that those two disputes are dependent on one another. You only hold Arvitz Rishus if it's connected karbanos, but if it's connected the avos, it's a chova. However, I think that's how Pnei Yehoshua brings that down. The Netziv in the Hemek Shaila Shiltas Ches, he wants to say, the Ufi HaShiltas Uvahag Leka Lamei Mahachi. You can't give this shot. So Riyapa got the Naktu Kamanah Metzvilas Avos Tikdun, because even though, according to the Netziv and the Bahag, the Shiltas, that even according to the opinion that Tfilas Avos Tikdun, it's still Tfilas Avos Rishus. Vimkein Taima by Maishna. So the Tziv says no, based on other sources that no, even according to the Manda Amar, Tfila Keneged Avos, it's still a Rishus. So the question then is, why is Yaakov Avinu's Tfila discriminated against? And he was the Shifteka, the 12 tribes come out of him, so you would think of one, he should be the highest. Why is it that Avram and Yitzhak's Tfila got the status of a Chova, while Yaakov's only got a Rishus? So the Netziv answers, the Ksavar, the Tfilas Avos Tikdun, what does it mean? The Had the Tfilas Avos Rishus, Hayne Mishum, the Yaakov Avinu Gam came lo hispalo el al pisiba. In other words, Yaakov Avinu didn't have in mind the Bekoveya Mairev for future generations. Avram instituted Tvila, he had in mind his Bekoveya Shacharis. And Yitzchak Mincha, in fact, that's Tosis over there, Estim Brachas. We see Avram already prayed the afternoon service, but that wasn't. Some say it was only after Yitzhak did Mincha. Some say no, it was before, but he didn't have a mind. He was just davening. So Yaakov Avinu was not davening Mairov because he was being Koveya for future generations. But it was just based on something else. As the Gemara says in Chulin, and Avsadi Aleph and Mabez, because Kimata will Charan, when he passed by Charan, Yaakov said to himself, Efshar avarti al makam shesbalu avosai vanigo isbalalti. I'm going to pass by the place where my father's davin, my avos davin, my avosai davin, and I'm not going to davin. And therefore, you have died to the mahadav hisbal. Therefore, that's why he davin mayav. It was circumstance. It wasn't that he had, and therefore, it never took on the status of a chova for future generations. And others want to point out as well that we know there's a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban on whether Tefillah is biblical or rabbinical. So the Ramban writes, the Esara, it's a mitzvah daraisa lehispalel. And therefore, since Yaakov Avinu, we know that he was surrounded by the rocks, the wild animals, the rocks that are protected from the wild animals, he was in an Esara. And also, Shabarach, the Ace of HaRasha. Therefore, you can't bring a proof from Yaakov Avinu that he had in mind to set up Mairev. He's only davening because of an Esara. And therefore, it was a situation, again, either the situation that he was passing by the Charan and my Avosa is davening, how could I not? Or, because it was an Esara, and therefore, that's why he was davening. Others point out, on the opposite scale, is that the Gemara talks about, let's say, what someone's in danger. You're in danger, so therefore, there's a tefillah ksara, and obviously if you can't daven, no, you can't daven at all. So some people wanted to point out that since he was in makam sakana, so in theory he was exempt from davening, so if Yaakov himself davened, even though he was only in a state of exemption, then how could his future tefillah be any stronger than his own? So different suggestions given on why Yaakov's tefillah was discriminated against. According to Rashi and Shabbos, it depends whether Keneged Avos or Keneged Karbanos. But according to Netziv, no, even if it's Keneged Avos, it's still Rishus, and it was only for coincidental. He was passing by Charan, or it was in Esara, or he was in a state of exemption. You know, different reasons given. But the bottom line is, Yaakov's tefillah, even if you assume tefillah connected avos, it's still only a rishus. So what about bizman hazeh? What about now in our day? Is ma'irav optional? Most people think they have to daven ma'irav. So what changed? Why is it a chovah today, and it was once historically a rishus? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Avchavav Amun Aleph, the beginning of the fourth parak, Tov elo hispalo aravis mispalo shachar ishtayim. One who made a mistake and didn't daven ma'ariv, he has to daven shacharis twice. So Tosis points out over there in Avchavav Amun Aleph, im tomar, va'amar rab l'kaiman tfilas aravis rishus. Later on we know Rav tells us Tzvilas Arvis is Rishus, and we passed in like him. The old Kasha, the number one is, if it's a Rishus, so why do you have to go back? Why Tavlo Espal Arvis is now Shachar Ishtayim? I thought you told me it's a Rishus. So why do you have to go back? And secondly, the Gemara says later on, in Avraham and Amabeis, Tavlo Espal Yalav Yavav Balayla Ein Magzirinozo, the Gemara says later on that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at night time, you don't have to go back because Basin doesn't meet at night. Bishem Naim Akash is a Chodesh Balayla. So Tosis says, Lama Lei Hai Taima, what do we need to reason about Ein Makash is a Chodesh Balayla? Basin doesn't come in at night, and that's why you don't have to go back. I have a much more simple reason. Tepe Lei, the Tvilas Arab is Rishus. And the effort to Rishus, so the other doesn't have to go back. So let's toast his kasha. What's pshat in the Gemara? Tavlo espel aravis mispalo shachar ishtayim. What does that mean? I thought we just finished establishing that tefillas aravis is optional. If it's optional, why do I have to daven two times? The toast answers. V'yesh gomar da'adar meaning tefillas aravis rishus haynu agabe mitzvah cheres v'yoveres. It's only a relative turn. Relative term. The Azarmina Titka Tvilas Aravis Mipana Avalachinam Engol Lavatoa. So Tosus says, Rishus doesn't mean Rishus here. Rishus means lower level obligation. In contrast to other obligations, Aravis is only Rishus. So if there's another mitzvah, Vihio Veres, so then you don't have to dive a Mayrav. But this, not just to watch the game and not to dive a Mayrav, that's not okay. So we see Tosis points out that Dafka Ushay Mitzvah Overes Mutulavato Tfilas Arvis. Tosis here says it's only if there's other mitzvah, if you don't do it now, you don't daven, then you skip Ma'ariv. But if you have an option to do the mitzvah later, you still do Ma'ariv. However, in Shabbos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Tibri Amaskil Loman Damar Katsvu, Tosis, Afil Arvis Nitkas Avil Me Mitzvah Sheino Overis. Ma'aravis gets pissed off even if it's not a passing mitzvah. Im yeshum mitzvah she'enu averis, yasa mitzvah lo yispal, avabisha mitzvah enu averis, avabachinam enu. So Tosis in Shabbos says a little differently. Tosis here writes, the only time Ma'ariv is pushed off if you have another pressing issue right now. Tosis in Shabbos says even if it's not a pressing mitzvah, but the mitzvah is there, you can knock off Ma'ariv, get rid of, don't do Ma'ariv, and do the other mitzvah. But according to everyone, l'chinam, you can't just be mavat to it. So we see, according to Tosfos, that when he says that tzvilas aravis rishus, doesn't mean literary rishus, it just means in contrast to other obligations. The chay muva b'shem hagra, b'sefer ma'anagra, has a similar yisod in a different context. V'gabe achilas matzah b'shay yemei Pesach. Shogo b'leil seder. V'zeh l'shon. This is the language of the Gra. Shivas hayamim tochel matzah. 7 days you have to eat matzah. Kol shiva mitzvah. All 7 days you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. V'eino kore le rishus el agabi laila rishon shichova. U'mitzvah agabi chova rishus kore le. So the Gra says the same thing. It's not the Tosfos that even though you have a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, but since in contrast to the chova leil rishona, so therefore we call it rishus. So therefore, that's what Tosis says. It's not really a rishus according to Tosis. That's why you have to go back. Tovelo it's bal arav is bal shachar ishtayim because ma'ariv is not a ma'ariv is really a chova. It's just a lower level one. However, Katsu Arishonim Shem Bahag, they write give a different answer. The Baal Hichas Gedola says, "Dahayinu Rishum De'afagad Me'ikar Adin Tfilas Arvitz Rishusi." Even though fundamentally, so Tosfos saying fundamentally, Arvitz wasn't a Rishus; it was just a lower level obligation. And the Baal Hichas Gedola says that really Ma'ariv historically was a Rishus. But the Klal Yisrael accepted it as a chova. And this will be accepted as a chova, that's why we have to go back. And what's pshat kvar kibu alak chova? So there's, seems to be, the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos seem to learn what kvar shav l'chova means. Milashen Rambam and Hilchas Tfila. Perak Aleph Halacha Vav L'chora Mashma Dahai Kibula Haino Kabbalah Sibur. Not a personal thing. The Sibur accepted Meir as a chover, as an obligation. Shekein Kasav Ve'ein Tfilas Arav is chova K'Tfilas Shachar is a Mincha. Meir does not have the same status as Shachar is a Mincha. V'Yavah Pikei Nogu Kol Yisrael B'chol Makomos L'Spala. Nevertheless, even though it doesn't have the same status, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael has accepted the Dava Ma'ariv. V'kibua k'tfilas chova. Midiksav Rambam shenagu Klal Yisrael. V'kibua k'tfilas chova. L'chor mashra da'ai kabbalah. He kabbalah is Klal Yisrael. It wasn't I made a personal obligation. I'm going to daven, but it's nothing to do with the personal choice. It was a choice decided by others. That's how the Rambam words. And however, from Tosfos, its mashra was a kabbalah ha'yachid. Because in Chagiga, Tosfos writes that Tesam Aves in Chagiga Divah Vesko O, V'lob Kafi Hilchis Gedola Shapirish Da'afalamad Na'amar Rishus Ishav Yilachova Havakakova Halesa Demi Dulo Askina Mahachi Shagar Yispal V'Shar Leilos. He quotes the Baalei Tosfos. Arei Shalishna Kama the Tosfos Shav Yilachova. He's talking about an individual who daven ma'ariv another night. Sh'oz chayiba k'tfilas chova. V'lishnam basra, haino yachid she'etzpal arvitz, to'osa tfilo she'oso erev, chashuv etzlo k'chova. So, Tosfos points out that it seems to be a kabbalah of the yachid. We had the Kasha of Tosfos. What do you mean? The Gemara says, if you forget the Daven Ma'ariv, you got to Daven Shacharis twice. That doesn't make any sense. I didn't have to Daven Ma'ariv in the first place. Why do I have to repeat it? So Tosfos says, because it's not a Rishus, it's a Chova. It's just a lower level Chova in contrast to another mitzvah, like the Gemara writes by Matzah. And then we have a Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam about what kind of Kabbalah. According to the Rambam, his Klal Yisrael took it on. But it's Masha from Tosin Chagiga that it's a Kabbalah Tayachid. So I guess in theory, according to the Baalei Tosfos, if a bar mitzvah boy got up and started saying, every time he dava Ma'ariv, he said, Bli Neder, or I'm not accepting his Zechovas, then perhaps maybe it still retained a Rishus. According to the Rambam, we don't have a say in the matter. It's called Kibbu Alav Chova. And we'll get into it. We have something similar to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We'll get into that. But this time, the last point about Kvar Shavu L'Chova, so the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Pesach writes that even though women are putter from Sriyas Omer, like all Mitzvah Saseisha Zman Grava, they took a Kvar Shavu Alav Chova. He has the same language as the Bahag, as he says it, the Magen Avraham by Sviras Omer, and Rabbi Akiva Eger Kasev King Lagabi Rov Mitzvah Zase. He says, Rov Nashi Didan Machmirin La'atzman. V'sehiras 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 Rov Mitzas Asei Shazman Grama Kagon Shofa Luv Sukha V'chein Pekedesh Yanta V'havi Kiblu Aleh. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to work with the Magen Avraham that other mitzvahs as well, women have other mitzvahs asei shazman grama, women have accepted them as a chova. However, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin vav does not go for this. He says, the davar zarech iyan, what is the Magen Avraham talking about? And for that matter, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but the davar chadash, the nashim in kibu aleim lasos mitzvah asei shayim peturim, that they become chaya because kishav yolachova? Florisi came b'shum makam. I don't find that anywhere. Aye, what about Marv? Ain't domel with tefilas arvis. Ayin birishonim. Mechenyes deos to asalu lasos mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's an opinion in the Gemara that it's asur. Lukuli alma ain't no mitzvah klal. And therefore, lo yedati, he leaves the mug in Avram Zarech Iyan. However, in the Darkei Moshe Mavur, so he goes into it. So that's basically the Magen Avraham wants to say it by Sfirah to Omer, and Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees and agrees with him, and Minchas Chinuch takes him to task. So we'll have to stop here. Let's summarize that the Gemara talks about Tfilas Arvis Ein Lakeva. So he said, Ein Lakeva, it means we learn that it's a Rishus, and we learn you have all night to say it. Why is it a Rishus? So according to Rashi and Shabbos, because it depends on if it's Tfilah Keneged Avos, it's a Chova, Tfilah Keneged Karbanos, then it's a Rishus. However, the Tzivos says, no, even according to the Avos, it's still a Rishus. So the Tzivos explains, it's a possibility he was passing by the house of his forefathers, he wasn't going to say, wasn't going to daven Ma'ariv. No, that's not an option, so therefore he daven. So therefore it was only by circumstance and not, or others say he was in a place of Sakana, so he was davening anyway. Others say he was exempt, so different reasons given, but he didn't have a mind to kaveya for future generations. So we see Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So therefore, if Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, then why would Gemara say, if you forget to daven Ma'ariv, you got to daven twice? Therefore, Tosis answered, in Brachas, it's only a Rishus, Gogabi Mitzvah Acheres. According to a more stricter Mitzvah, then we say it's a Rishus, but it's not really a Rishus, and therefore you have to repeat davening. 2 days in Tosis, whether here in Shabbos, whether it's only Nidcha, the other Mitzvah, if the other Mitzvah is Overes, even if the other Mitzvah is not. And that's what the Gra writes by Matzah, that it's 7 days you have a mitzvah matzah, but compared to the first day, it's called the Rishus. And then the Behag says, Kvashov Yolakachova. And therefore, Eirachinamim, at one point it was the Rishus, so then maybe you wouldn't have to go back. But today it's a Chova. So therefore, you do have to repeat. And Machlok is Rambam in the Balitosis, whether it's Kabbalah Set Tzibor, like the Rambam learns, or like the Balitosis Kabbalah Yachid, and therefore the Magen Avraham extends this to Hilchos Sfirah Omer, the Nashim Kvar Krivo LaKachova, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger extends it to other mitzvahs as well. And the Minchas Chinuch says, how could you can't extend it? It's clearly they're exempt, and there's no source to say it's Kachova. Ma'ariv is different, either based on what, depending on what reason we're giving. So we'll have to stop here. And we'll have to continue on some more inyani Ma'ariv, how Ma'ariv is different than Shacharis and Mincha, Ma'ariv Nafka Mina, where will be some practical differences, whether it's Rishus or not.